G.I. Gajeef, Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson, an objectively impartial criticism of the life of man. All and Everything, first series. 10 books in 3 series, first series. 3 books under the title of Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson, an objectively impartial criticism of the life of man. Second series, 2 books under the common title of Meetings with Remarkable Men. Third series, 5 books under the title of Life is Real Only Then When I Am. All written according to entirely new principles of logical reasoning, and directed toward the accomplishment of the following 3 fundamental tasks. First series, to destroy mercilessly and without any compromise whatever, in the mentation and feelings of the reader, the beliefs and views by centuries rooted in him about everything existing in the world. Second series, to acquaint the reader with the material required for a new creation and to prove the soundness and good quality of it. Third series, to assist the arising in the mentation and in the feelings of the reader of a veritable, non-fantastic representation, not of that illusory world which he now perceives, but of the world existing in reality. Friendly advice, written impromptu by the author on delivering this book, already prepared for publication, to the printer. According to the numerous deductions and conclusions resulting from my research concerning the profit contemporary people can obtain from new impressions coming from what they read or hear, and also according to the thought of one of the sayings of popular wisdom I have just remembered, handed down to our days from very ancient times, any prayer may be heard and granted by the higher powers only if it is uttered thrice. First, for the welfare or the peace of the souls of one's parents. Second, for the welfare of one's neighbor. And only third, for oneself personally. I find it necessary on the first page of this book, now ready for publication, to give the following advice. Read each of my written expositions thrice. First, at least as you have already become mechanized to read all your contemporary books and newspapers. Second, as if you were reading aloud to another person. And only third, try to fathom the gist of my writings. Only then will you be able to count upon forming your own impartial judgment, proper to yourself alone, on my writings. And only then can my hope be actualized that according to your understanding, you will obtain the specific benefit for yourself which I anticipate, and which I wish for you with all my being.